Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He is Andrew P. Shea. Andy, how you doing today, my friend?
Good, Jimmy. How are you?
Andy, I'm a bit tired.
Yeah, I know you had some live shows this week and late nights, and you were driving Miss Daisy around, which is your Miss Daisy.
I was on the road. I was in State College this week. Wednesday night, we had a live show from the from Doggy's Pub in downtown State College. And I hope most of you are familiar with Doggy's Pub. If not, it's the old Rathskeller. Great venue. Absolutely great venue. Had a setup really nicely. We had Char Moret Curtis, the founder of Teammates for Life. We had Clarissa Kroll. She's a women's softball coach. The softball team is doing great. We also had one of the players, Caitlin Morrison. Several of the players showed up for the event. And we did something new, Andy. We live streamed the video of it. So we have that posted on our website if you want to go take a look. But we had a fun time. But the end result of it, Andy, Jim is tired. So here's a little peek behind the curtain of how the Keystone Kickoff Show works. Okay, Andy, I'm going to share a little bit.
Okay.
Typically, you know, you and I, we prepare well for our shows, okay?
We try.
We have a call prior. We go through. We both work at it. I have my notes. You have your notes. This week, we're doing a format. I gave all the work to you. Jim did nothing, okay?
Jim did do nothing.
Yes. So we're going to do something a little different today. We're going to do this with a couple of the guys this week, not just Andy, but here's how it works. I talked to Andy and said, here is the idea for this week. You could tell it's the off season. Is Andy, I wanted you to put together a list of the dozen most important people for this team coming into this season. And I didn't use the word players. I said people, because it could be a coach. It could be someone off the field. I wanted you to get creative with it. And I don't want, like, who's just, oh, he's the best player. I'm talking about who's the variable. And just as an example of how this works is Abdul Carter, had he stayed at linebacker, we pretty much know what we were getting there. Abdul Carter, defensive end, we're not quite sure, okay? That's the difference. And in looking for this 12, and perhaps most importantly, like I said, was this put the entire onus of the show on you, Andy.
Good.
So you had to do all the preparation. We're not even having an Ask Andy this week, okay? Don't worry. Next week, we'll get back to it. So, Andy, with no further ado, let's hit your list of the 12 most important people going into this Penn State football 2024 season. Give me number 12.
Yeah, we're going to make you stick around and hang with us through our list, because I'm not going to give you my creme de la creme until later. So we're going to start at 12 and work our way down towards the number one guy. So, or person, that's a better way to put it. So my number 12 is wide receiver Keandre Lambert-Smith. Right? I think we know what he can do as a secondary receiver when he's not the man. Right? Like when he's not the wide receiver one and in the spotlight. And we're pretty sure now what he's not capable of and what he can't do as sort of the man, right? As the wide receiver one. I'm sort of surprised he stayed at Penn State, to be honest. Look, he has talent, right? James Franklin was right when he said that about his receivers. The kid has talent. I'm looking for why he's so important is his talent is there. You can see it. You can see it in the right role. It's work rate, it's humility, it's route running. They all need work at the next level for him to be a dude in this receiving core. I think he needs to find his niche in this offense for it to be like have some capacities of explosives or dynamics. You need a talent like Keandre Lambert-Spitt, a proven talent at a certain level. You need him to show up and find a comfortable, solid, reliable, impactful role to help this offense move towards being more explosive and more dynamic. Number 12, veteran receiver Keandre Lambert-Smith.
I think that's a good call, and I like your analysis of it, Andy. I think most of us were convinced after this past season that he would probably move on. It was no doubt a disappointment, and especially when you had the situation where earlier in the season, it felt like the entire onus of the wide receiver room was on him.
It ended up falling on him. It did. Injuries, lack of production. The spotlight fell to him.
It did, and it didn't seem like he was capable of carrying that load. And then, especially after they made the coordinator change with Yursich out, those last couple games, if you recall, he was not much of a factor. It almost felt like the team had moved on from him. And if that were the case, you know, it seemed like bridges were burned. This was it. And it stunned me. And I don't know if this is putting on too positive a spin, but the fact that there was such a disappointment, especially at the end of the season when he really wasn't getting on the field much, Andy, that for him to come back, was that a case of, you know, a little bit of humility on his part, a little bit of him saying, you know what, there's more I can do, and I want that opportunity to do it? I know that's putting the positive spin on it, but if you're a Penn State fan, that's what you're hoping for, Andy.
He stayed because he's already proven himself at a certain level. He doesn't have to start and sort of fight from the bottom again. So that could be a reason why I stayed. Either way, I think he's very important for this offense.
I get it. And I'm wondering, Andy, number 12 for a wide receiver. I'm wondering if we're going to have another wide receiver on this list, but you can't give that away. Nope. How about we move up to number 11 on your list?
Yeah. Dudes who kick the football. That is my number 11. Dudes,
Dudes who kick the football.
That is my number 11. I'm not worried about the Aussie from Melbourne and punter. Look, Riley Thompson stepped in after transferring from Florida Atlantic last year, and it was a solid position already at Penn State, and he slayed it, right? Honorable mention all Big Ten in his first season at this level. He's still important, but the Penn State kicker. Penn State has to find a kicker. They've got options in terms of who's going to win the job. There's competition. Whoever it is will be a first-time kicker at this sort of elite level. I never underestimate dudes who kick the ball and the value proposition. I think that is really, really something that is important. Special teams, new coordinator, just like everything else, that's more centered around how you know, cover and how you return and all of the setup. Dudes who kick the football still matter more on special teams than anything else. That's why they're my number 11.
That's another very good call, Andy. And, you know, you talk about that with the kickers. Penn State seemed to be, for a while, spending scholarships on punter and kicker.
Yep.
And trying to go elite with them. And now it turned over the last couple of years, they've been going to transfers coming in and doing, they've been bringing in experienced guys. And you still have the situation we're hearing talk of, you know, another walk-on kicker being impressive and maybe beating out the scholarship kicker. So I'm wondering, Andy, if this will also create a change in philosophy at Penn State that they say, you know what, this spending a scholarship, thinking we're getting the really high-end kicker, we're bringing them in, maybe not getting the results that they had hoped for. So, actually, good call. Andy's list at number 11, due to kick the ball. All right, Andy, that's number 12, Cleandre Lambert-Smith. Number 11, dudes who kick the ball. Who do you got at number 10?
Defensive coordinator Tom Allen.
Okay.
Right? He's got some ingredients to cook with. He's got some serious ingredients to cook with. I still think this defense can be at or near the top of the Big Ten, despite the NFL departures and the turnover from Manny Diaz to Tom Allen. I still think this defense can be something special. But any expectation for it to be what it was last year means you just don't know football. I'm sorry. There's no other way to put it. That was an elite, game-changing defense. That will not be the case this year. So it's just not going to be. However, he was hired for a reason, right? He has some serious talent to work with. This still should be a statement-making defense, in my view. It's his job to make it so. That is why he is so important. If he had less to work with and was sort of, you know, more in the retooling slash rebuilding type thing, look, does he have some holes to fill? Yes, he absolutely has some holes to fill, Jimmy. Does he have more options than most to fill those holes? Generally speaking, yes, he does. There is so much for him to choose and build and work with. How does he pull it together? Because the talent, the experience, you know, the next level potential talent that he has on that defense still screams to me that this is something that could be very, very impactful and special. Just, it's not going to be like it was last year. I think he's very important for the fact that he knows what he's doing and he's a good coordinator. He's got more than most to work with despite all the departures. Can this defense be something in the same zip code as it was last year? That's his responsibility.
Andy, I agree with you. He's got to be on this list. I suspect we might see another coordinator on this list, too, before we get hit number one on the list. Andy, I do want to respond, though, to your comments about Tom Allen. We will do that when we come back and start quarter number two. So stick with us.
Hi, I'm Andrew Blake, CEO of Blake's Hard Cider Company, located on our fourth generation family farm here in Armada, Michigan. At Blake's, we value quality, consistency, and flavor above all else, and work hard every day to deliver our products to a store near you. Here at Blake's, we are all about the apple. The apples are grown, picked, pressed, and fermented right here. We aim to excite your taste buds and aspire to explore the flavors of the farm in every can. Enjoy a Blake's today with friends and family. Cheers.
Are you ready to elevate your game day experience? Then it's time for turnkey tailgating with Revel XP. You get to tailgate close to Beaver Stadium with our exclusive area next to the soccer field. Revel XP will provide the tent, the chairs, table, even the cooler and ice. We even partner with local food and beverage providers to cater your tailgate event. As someone has enjoyed tailgating with Revel XP, I know you're going to love it. Go to RevelXP.com for more info. Having multiple sportsbook accounts is the simplest way to get the best available odds, and there's never been a better time to sign up. When you visit our page, signupexpert.com/KSN, you'll be connected to all the sportsbooks in your region. All of these sportsbooks have valuable sign-up offers for new users, and through our link, you'll automatically receive the top offer at each one. If you want to take advantage of these benefits, sign up for your next sportsbook at signupexpert.com/KSN or see the preferred sportsbook button on our app. This is Jim from the Keystone Sports Network. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all our loyal listeners. As we approach the football offseason, a reminder that we will be here year-round talking Penn State football with all your old favorites, Dustin, T-Frank, Andy, and Jeff, along with newcomers Landon and Sean. But that's not all. We plan on bringing you new shows on our podcast format where we take a more in-depth look at not only Penn State football, but also the other Penn State sports. So be sure to download our app, Keystone Sports.
It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. He's Andy Shea. I'm Jim Galante. We're doing a full hour of Penn State football. We are doing Andy's countdown of the top 12 most important people heading into the Penn State 2024 season. We did in quarter number one, Andy's number 12, Keiondre Lambert-Smith. Number 11, I like this one, dudes who kicked the ball. And number 10 is Tom Allen, defensive coordinator. And I just wanted to comment on that. And here, you know, there's the pluses and minuses going into this with Tom Allen. The minus, of course, is you lose six NFL players off of defense. That's a lot of talent out the door. That's the bad news. The good news is this, Andy, and we've often talked about it. There were essentially like 20 starters on this defense a year ago. You lose six NFL guys, of course, that's going to hurt. But it also means you got about a dozen or so guys who are returning who have essentially starters experience, and among them are some really, really talented players. So that's important. And Andy, the last note that I gave you at the end of the first quarter was, coordinator, defensive coordinator on the list at number 10. I have a feeling we might see another coordinator. And what did you tell me between segments, Andy?
Jimmy, once again, you would be wrong. You would be wrong. There is not another coordinator on my list.
Well, I'm gonna hold off until you get your full list before I evaluate that and say how wrong you are, because you should have had another coordinator on the list. All right, Andy, we're down. We got through 12, 11, and 10. I want to hear who's number 9 on your list.
No surprise he's on the list. Maybe a bit of a surprise that he's here. How about your quarterback? Number 9, Drew Aller. Number 9. The expectations on him going into last year were so high, right? They were through the roof high, 5-star, all of that. And he came out of the gate with a can opener splash off the high dive, right? Just boom, this huge splash against West Virginia, and you were just frothing and foaming. I was too. Did that sort of handcuff him? I don't know. I'm just saying. Look, I think he's a workaholic in terms of his football preparation, his work. I think his football IQ is extremely high. He can read a defense, and he has all the arm talent you could want. Why is he important? I thought his numbers were really good last year. I thought he performed admirably and performed really well. There's a big game thing we got to address, but why he's on this list for me, I think he needs to mature as a leader of this offense and become more of the guy, right? Not just be the quarterback who's the guy, be the player and the person who's the guy. And that needs to be manifested through his confidence as a quarterback. Look, he ended last year with some of what he dealt with. He's got a confidence problem. He needs some help on the outside. Yeah, that's pretty obvious. But he could control his actions and reactions, and he did not do the best job of that. The measure for me, overall, I still think he's a prospect at the next level as a quarterback. How does he perform in those 4 to 5 next level games? That's the second big, huge step performance-wise that Drew Aller has to take as a quarterback. But how he performs as a leader and sort of manages himself and restores his sort of confidence that you saw coming out of the gate and that he still kind of had but kind of lost, how does he manage that and sort of elevate that? That will be the measure and the value of his importance. He's number 9.
Andy, I agree with pretty much everything you said in your evaluation of Drew Aller and that he belongs on this list. OK, Count me among those, though, who thinks you might have him a little bit too low on this list. And let me explain why. I'm looking for guys where there's a variable in his performance, okay? There's a ceiling and floor that with a wide gap in between. And playing quarterback, we not only have that variable for him, but there's an outsized factor to the quarterback and his performance as far as how the team goes. I might go so far as to say a year ago when they were 10-2 in the regular season, the games they lost, he did not perform well. And that's a pretty big reason why they lost those games. You know, if you want to argue that his performance was one of the reasons why they won the 10, fine, go ahead. But that would just prove my point that he's a huge variable. He's a huge difference between success and failure. So that's why I would probably have him higher on my list. Had I done the homework and done the work that you did, Andy, and made a list, which I did not. So I'm just left here being critical of your list instead of having my own list to compare it with. So Drew Aller at number 9 definitely belongs on the list, Andy. All right, let's go to number 8. Who do you have?
Center Nick Dawkins. This will be a bit of a new look offensive line, right? Including Nick, right? But there is some experience and some seat time that comes with the guys that are going to be in the, you know, first 6 rotation. And at 6 or 7, it's enough to think that it should be a relatively solid group. And they also have depth. So Andy's offense that he runs is a lot of moving parts to keep a defense sort of guessing and off balance. And he uses one player in many different ways at times, even throughout a game. He's a little bit of a mad scientist, but at its core, though, his offense is pretty darn, it's very simple and it's very right in front of you, sort of. And your quarterback up front is relied upon a lot, and that's your center. That's your quarterback up front. He's going to be a key guy to being proficient and having the ability to make that not only in what you see happening behind the line, but he can understand and know what they're going to do to make the right calls up front. Look, I'm a fan of Nick. I think he's going to be really good. I'm excited to watch it unfold. I think he's really important. And I know that directly front impact, right? Like direct impact, direct pressure right at Drew Aller impacts him the most, right? And Nick will partly be responsible for handling and taking care of that. So for those reasons, I made Nick Dawkins number 8.
That's, I think, a good pick also, Andy, and probably in what I would consider the right position for it also. And every indication I've gotten about Nick Dawkins is just a great guy. Even when not starting, he was a leader type of person in the locker room, on the sideline. That's the kind of guy that he is, really a quality guy. And now he's finally getting his opportunity to be the guy at that position. Especially now, you know, it's funny, I always talk about the shiny new toy. Well, that's the incoming freshman, and specifically Cooper Cousins. A lot of talk about him, and it looks like that is the future at center, but Nick Dawkins is the present.
His time is now.
His time is right now, and I don't have any doubt that Nick Dawkins, he will get, you know, the shot at it. He's the incumbent. That's the starting point. And it's up to Nick Dawkins to take it and run. I'm confident he will do everything in his power to do it. It won't be because of lack of effort or anything like that. But especially being at center, literally the center of the offensive line, that's a pretty good call, Andy. I like it with Nick Dawkins. All right, let's go to number 7.
This is one of my favorites on my list. I'm not sure it might make everyone's list. It's Cam Miller. At corner, I smell next level. By next level, I mean NFL talent to his game. There will be competition at this position. And Penn State brought in, through the transfer portal, two very capable of playing all the time transfers. They did. They brought in competition, and they needed the depth. The position itself, corner, is rebuilding. You can say that with what they lost. They lost all three guys. That's rebuilding. But with what they brought in the transfer portal, and in particular for me, Miller, it reduces it to elements of a bit of a retool. Look, did he take one on the chin in the bowl game? He did. But it wasn't because he couldn't play or isn't capable. No. It's just he took a next level lesson for a greenhorn guy being thrown out there because he had to be out there. They need three capable corners to fire the engines on the back end of this defense the way they'll want to. It's his time, right? Like we talked about it for Nick Dawkins. It's Cam Miller's time. This one is a sneaky proposition for me. I think this is a gut feeling. That's no other way to put it. I feel Cam Miller's going to make it so. I really do. And I think he is really important. He's the guy they recruited. And he was the guy that saw plenty of time last year as sort of the fourth guy. He took one on the chin. I know it. I didn't see anything wrong with his game in taking that on the chin. I think he's ready.
Andy, I think another good call with Cam Miller. The only thing, and this is degrees, but I'll disagree just a little bit with the whole takeaway from the bowl game. Was yep. that Cam Miller, you know, as you put it, took it on the chin. No doubt, Ole Miss did really well. But to me, if you looked at it as an unbiased observer, I thought Ole Miss's success was more based on how well they played as opposed to how poorly Penn State's DBs and Cam Miller specifically played. A lot of times he was right in position, was doing his job well, but you just had a quarterback and a couple of receivers who were absolutely on fire that day. So I'm not going to disrespect Cam Miller for that game as much as I'm going to say, holy cow, did Ole Miss play well. So I'm with you. I think Cam Miller, and if people have lower expectations because of the bowl game, I think wrong. You're wrong. I think we're going to see a very good player with Cam Miller. And, of course, we need somebody to step up, as you mentioned, losing three cornerbacks to the NFL. All right, Andy, that's it for quarter two. Come back. Quarter three, we'll start with number six.
Hi, I'm Andrew Blake, CEO of Blake's Hard Cider Company, located on our fourth-generation family farm here in Armada, Michigan. At Blake's, we value quality, consistency, and flavor above all else, and work hard every day to deliver our products to a store near you. Here at Blake's, we are all about the apple. The apples are grown, picked, pressed, and fermented right here. We aim to excite your taste buds and aspire to explore the flavors of the farm in every can. Enjoy a Blake's today with friends and family. Cheers.
Are you ready to elevate your game day experience? Then it's time for turnkey tailgating with Revel XP. You get to tailgate close to Beaver Stadium with our exclusive area next to the soccer field. Revel XP will provide the tent, the chairs, table, even the cooler and ice. We even partner with local food and beverage providers to cater your tailgate event. As someone has enjoyed tailgating with Revel XP, I know you're going to love it. Go to RevelXP.com for more info. Having multiple sportsbook accounts is the simplest way to get the best available odds, and there's never been a better time to sign up. When you visit our page, signupexpert.com/KSN, you'll be connected to all the sportsbooks in your region. All of these sportsbooks have valuable sign-up offers for new users, and through our link, you'll automatically receive the top offer at each one. If you want to take advantage of these benefits, sign up for your next sportsbook at signupexpert.com/KSN or see the preferred sportsbook button on our app. This is Jim from the Keystone Sports Network. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all our loyal listeners. As we approach the football offseason, a reminder that we will be here year-round talking Penn State football with all your old favorites, Dustin, T. Frank, Andy, and Jeff, along with newcomers Landon and Sean. But that's not all. We plan on bringing you new shows on our podcast format where we take a more in-depth look at not only Penn State football, but also the other Penn State sports. So be sure to download our app Keystone Sports.
Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. He's Andy, I'm Jim. It's quarter number three. And yes, I know, this is typically our Ask Andy segment. Not this week. We will get back to it next week, though. I promise. So get your questions in. If you don't know how to do it, download the app, Keystone Sports. You'll see the Ask Andy button, and you go from there. And by the way, we love when new people send in questions. In fact, on your questions, say you're a newbie. You're a new guy, and I'll get your question on the air. All right, Andy, we are doing the countdown of the 12 most important people for Penn State's 2024 season. Quickly, we're counting down from 12. We went from 12 to 7 so far. Starting with number 12, you had Keandre Lambert-Smith. 11, you had dudes who kicked the ball. 10, you had Tom Allen. 9 was Drew Aller. 8 was Nick Dawkins. 7 was Cam Miller. Andy, it is time for number 6 on your list.
Back to a non-football playing individual, and that would be wide receiver coach Marcus Higgins. The head coach, your head coach, James Franklin, said this is not about talent at this position. He's not wrong. He's 100% right. There's 15 scholarship guys in your room right now during spring practice. I think that's the number, correct, Jimmy?
Yes, it is.
They're working through spring practice. Of Penn State's top four receivers in 2023, two of them were tight ends and one other was a running back. So that means among your top four receivers, one of them was a wideout. That is what needs fixed, sir. Look, Mark, he's under some pressure here. Development, development, development. He's a great leader, relationship guy, in the room coaching guy, motivator. He's very good on the recruiting trail. But at this level, a position coach must develop talent. That is where, that's sort of my drop the mic thing. Talent development is what this is about. Yeah, there's four or five other things that you bring to the table. Talent development is what this is all about. The bar is low, too. I think the bar is low. My bar is low. I think your bar is low in terms of expectations. So the opportunity and chance for a success at a one-step or maybe even, God forbid, two steps up level is clearly there. But it is about development, and your coach has said it for all to hear that this is not about talent. I think that's a message delivered. And I think it is important for him to show development of the talent at this position for Penn State this year. And frankly, the quarterback needs the help.
Very good call on this one, Andy. At wide receiver, they don't have to be the best position group on the team. But as you put it, could you just work your way up to competent? And I know having 15 bodies doesn't necessarily mean, they've got to have a star in there. But what it does mean is there's that many opportunities. And these aren't guys, with like one or two stars. There are several of them that were pretty highly recruited. They have the background coming in. And if one or two highly regarded guys don't perform, that happens at every position, Andy. That happens everywhere. But at wide receiver, we've not seen really the development of any of these guys. All the players at the wide receiver room a year ago, was there even one of them that you could say, not even overperformed, but just performed to the level of expectation?
Yeah, no, maybe Wallace, maybe, but it was such a limited sample size because of the injuries. Can't say that. So he was the closest to a maybe, but his sample size was so limited because he was hampered by the injuries, it would be a no.
I always go to, Andy, the most important ability is availability. And yeah, he was not available very often. But I'm a big Trey Wallace guy. I think if he is healthy, he will be a very important part of the team. But anyway, circling back to your point, Marcus Hagans, I'm not sure it's fair after 1 year to judge him.
It is.
Remember,
not.
Coach Troutwine on the offensive line, I think his first year or even couple years, people weren't too impressed. Well, it took a couple years to bring in his guys. Now it looks like he's really turned the corner at that position. Hopefully Marcus Hagans could do the same thing at wide receiver. All right, we've got Marcus Hagans at number 6. Andy, where are we going to go for number 5?
We're going to stick to the catching the ball dudes. We're going to go Julian Fleming as number 5. He is not the Hakuna Matata to fix what ails this receiver group. And in the bigger picture, he's not the Hakuna Matata to quote-unquote fix what is sort of limits his offense a little bit. He is not your take the top off the defense guy. That is not his strength. But he is a veteran at his craft who had to work really, really, really hard to get the little that he even got at Ohio State. He has more pure talent as a receiver than anyone else at Penn State. From the very first second he stepped on the field as a transfer portal guy, moving from Ohio State to Penn State, his responsibility will be to become a reliable go-to sort of mid-range target who makes clutch catches when it matters. He is and will impact this wide receiver group by his sort of leadership and the way he goes about his craft and does everything, including the little things well. He's not the eye candy. He's not the eye candy that's going to make you jump out of your seat and scream at some kind of explosive play type catch. But he is the guy that can help carry this group across the line in many ways, shapes, and different forms. He is invaluable for the intangibles that he brings to the table as an offense. And I cannot stop talking about him and emphasize enough, he has more pure talent than anybody else.
Andy, I think another good call with Julian Fleming, and it's hard to explain what he means to this wide receiver room, but I think it's almost as if how he affects everybody else is almost more important than just him himself. By that, I mean he takes the pressure off everybody else. I think he is something that they've lacked in this wide receiver room, which is he's a given. He's competent. You know that. And that takes heat off everybody else that there's a given. So that, you know, does that give Keandre Lambert-Smith the opportunity to not have to be that quantity guy who's the one target who has to get 10 catches in a game? Instead, Julian Fleming could take on some of that role, so Lambert Smith could do the couple things, you know, have those couple splash plays in the game because Julian Fleming is taking on another role. The fact that he could be a constant there will help a Trey Wallace, you know, somebody else getting attention. I think in a positional room where we can rely on nobody,
right,
we've now got the one guy that can be relied on. So I think that's helpful to everybody around him, Andy. So good call there. That's number 5, Julian Fleming, which means we now work our way up to number 4.
Number 4, flipping over to the defense, safety KJ Winston. He's the next man up at this position for the Nittany Lions that has been a showcase position for the defense for the better part of 5 years. He's part of the deepest and most versatile single position for Penn State this season. He has so much talent. Well, they have so much talent and variety to choose from at this position, but he's a dog who can do so many things. He's a future NFL draft pick. He has the unique ability to impact the game in more than one way and in several ways, I will say that at the same time. Excuse me. He's a football chameleon with the gifts and the abilities to make any ask of him work at a high level. He is so, so vital and important. And I will say it again, at his core, he is a dog of a football player. And there is nothing more you love than the combination of a dog and a guy who can be a chameleon to slide in and do four or five different things that you can call of him to do in a game and do them all at the next level. That's a dog. And I absolutely think he is going to shine, but they need him to be that dog at this level for this defense.
Andy, I'm a huge KJ Winston fan. Love the guy. So I'm going to be happy with him on the list, this high on the list. I'm going to go with you. And it's almost like there's a couple roles that he fills. And by that, I don't just mean that he can do multiple things. You know, he could cover people. We saw him make the interception a year ago where he very much anticipated the play so well. But I think the fact that he's that safety who could come up and tackle so well. And not only does he tackle well, like if he gets his hands on you, you're going down. But how quick he is to get to the ball, that both the anticipation and the quickness that he shows in making plays. But the other factor in that is he's not just a safety, Andy. He's a playmaker, and he's filling the role of one of the stars. He can be a real star on this defense, Andy.
So I like the tackling ability. It's so that is one thing. His tackling in space is borderline ridiculous. Like his ability to, that's what kind of what you expect out of safety. The next level is, in my opinion, is the way he tackles in tight spaces. That might be even better to me at times than what he does with his tackling ability in space, which is what you expect. His ability to be a tackler in tight quarters is super, super next level. That's one of the chameleon things about him that I love the most. But yeah, his tackling ability, which goes to him being a football dog, is just through the roof, Jimmy. It's ridiculous.
And I love safeties who could come up, play like a linebacker, hit the way he does. There's a tradition of that at Penn State, and he just carries on that tradition. From everything I hear, a really hard worker, good dude, Andy. Yes, KJ Winston at number four. Stick around with us when we come back. Fourth quarter, Andy gives us his top three. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Andrew Blake, CEO of Blake's Hard Cider Company, located on our fourth generation family farm here in Armada, Michigan. At Blake's, we value quality, consistency, and flavor above all else, and work hard every day to deliver our products to a store near you. Here at Blake's, we are all about the apple. The apples are grown, picked, pressed, and fermented right here. We aim to excite your taste buds and aspire to explore the flavors of the farm in every can. Enjoy a Blake's today with friends and family. Cheers.
Are you ready to elevate your game day experience? Then it's time for turnkey tailgating with Revel XP. You get to tailgate close to Beaver Stadium with our exclusive area next to the soccer field. Revel XP will provide the tent, the chairs, table, even the cooler and ice. We even partner with local food and beverage providers to cater your tailgate event. As someone has enjoyed tailgating with Revel XP, I know you're going to love it. Go to RevelXP.com for more info. Having multiple sportsbook accounts is the simplest way to get the best available odds, and there's never been a better time to sign up. When you visit our page, signupexpert.com/KSN, you'll be connected to all the sportsbooks in your region. All of these sportsbooks have valuable sign-up offers for new users, and through our link, you'll automatically receive the top offer at each one. If you want to take advantage of these benefits, sign up for your next sportsbook at signupexpert.com/KSN or see the preferred sportsbook button on our app. This is Jim from the Keystone Sports Network. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all our loyal listeners. As we approach the football offseason, a reminder that we will be here year-round talking Penn State football with all your old favorites, Dustin, T. Frank, Andy, and Jeff, along with newcomers Landon and Sean. But that's not all. We plan on bringing you new shows on our podcast format where we take a more in-depth look at not only Penn State football, but also the other Penn State sports. So be sure to download our app, Keystone Sports.
We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number four. He is Andy. I am Jim. Just to let you know what we're doing on this show today, Andy is giving us his countdown of the 12 most important people to the Penn State program coming up this year. By important, we're not just talking about, okay, this guy is a star, he's the most important player that way, but the guys, they were the variables. They're the guys who will make a difference. The outcome of this season is dependent on how that player or coach or whoever that person is, whether they reach their ceiling or their floor, that will make a difference in how this team performs this coming year. Just real quick recap, starting from number 12 down to number 4, we had Keandre Lambert-Smith, dudes who kicked the ball at number 11, then Tom Allen, Drew Aller, Nick Dawkins, Cam Miller, Marcus Hagans, Julian Fleming, and at number 4 was KJ Winston, which means, Andy, we just have a top 3 left. We'll get through that top 3, and then I will critique and just shred all of your picks. All right, number 3.
Abdul Carter. Abdul Carter is number 3 for me. He's making a position change. There's going to be a lot made about that, but and he's never really played the position of defensive end slash outside linebacker. Okay, this is what I'm going at. He was an impact guy as a freshman, right? He was an impact. He made an impact. He was very good last year, but less impactful at the as a linebacker. Still very good, don't get me wrong. Very, very good. But he needs to be an impact player. This is a guy who can bring it with his freakish talent. I just think that despite the position move, the reason he's number 3 on my list is we need to see him reemerge as an impact player. Whatever that takes, right? Like, whatever the blanket takes, wherever you've got to put him, find a spot for him to be an impact player. You have the luxury around him of other guys at positions, and this also fills a need. Penn State clearly has a need at the opposite at one defensive end position, but I don't think this is about that. I think this is more about, for me, and I think also for the coaching staff, all the tea leaves that I can read, this is about returning Abdul Carter, the freak Abdul Carter, and getting the freak Abdul Carter back. Not a problem last year in his linebacker play. He was not a problem in any way, shape, or form, but that freak sort of impact wasn't there. How do we get that back? And I think this is what it is. And I think more to fill the need, but also to unleash the freak, Abdul Carter is number 3.
Andy, I think Abdul Carter had to be part of this list, to be high on the list with that position change. I keep using the expression, who are the players that are the variables, who have a gap between the high end of their performance and the low end. And that delta will create a difference in how this team performs. And I think Abdul Carter moving to defensive end fills that description to a T. Now, the only thing I will add to it, though, where, Andy, you say we need to see that freak. Well, I look at it a little different. I think we're going to see that freak, okay? I think we're unleashing him at defensive end. We're going to see the freakishness. What I'm concerned about is, can he do the other things, the not so glamorous stuff at defensive end. Will he be able to set the edge? Okay. Will he be able to hold the edge, or will Big Ten teams be able to take advantage of him running the ball to his edge? That's a different responsibility, I think, at defensive end that he will have to, and he's going to be doing it against guys who are, you know, 6'5", 320 pounds at tackle in the Big Ten. So to me, that's my concern. We'll see about that. All right, Andy, that is number three. We're up to your top two. Who is number two on the list?
Running back Nick Singleton. And I want to start when I want to start by saying I'm a huge, like in the Pittsburgh Yinzer, I'm a huge fan of Catron Allen. And I think in 2023, for long, long stretches, during sort of the dog days of dysfunction under offensive coordinator Mike Yurcich, without Catron Allen doing the heavy, heavy, heavy lifting that he was doing, I don't think this team wins even 10 games last year. I do need to say that. However, the next level guy of the dynamic duo, it's Singleton. And that was muted in 2023, right? It was a bit of a mute button. It still wasn't unproductive, or it still wasn't quality running back work. Did he get better as a blocker? Yes. But there was just a little bit of a mute button to what Nick Singleton brings to the table. It's time to turn up the volume in 2024, Jimmy. We need that sort of dynamic, explosive, oh my gosh, jaw-dropping, your eyes are wide open sort of stuff from Nick Singleton. Not that his capacity to do it is diminished. That wasn't part of the problem in 2023. I just want to see this offense under Andy turn up the volume for Nick Singleton. Let Catron Allen be exactly what he is, a load-bearing, awesome, going to play in the NFL running back. The next level's Nick Singleton. 8, 9, 10 on the volume, Jimmy. Turn it up!
It's interesting, and I'm glad you brought up Catron Allen, because I think guys like that sometimes get... we take them for granted, Andy.
Amen.
And he's exactly the kind of guy who doesn't make this kind of list. Again, I keep using the word, there's a variance in their performance and what we're going to get from them. I think Catron Allen, we know absolutely exactly what we're going to get from him. Now, yes, he could improve on different things, but he was so consistent his first 2 years. If you look at the numbers from year one to year two, and I suspect year three will look a lot like year two and year one, you know what you're getting from him. And because of that, sometimes it gets undervalued, which is unfortunate, as compared to Nick Singleton, where you're right. You talked about his improvement last year in blocking. Fine. Great. It's important. But we all want to see those 40, 50, 60-yard explosive plays. So good call with Nick Singleton at number two. And Andy, I'm looking at this and how your list with Abdul Carter on it, Nick Singleton already out there. You have Tom Allen. You said you don't have another coordinator.
I do not.
I am dying to find out who you have at number one, because I have no idea.
Deny Dennis Sutton.
Ooh.
Remember the spring game last year, Jimmy? He was a problem, right? He was a problem for experienced dudes in that sort of practice scrimmage type setting. And despite being behind two high NFL prospects, you saw more than enough next level out of him in a timeshare role a year ago that has me licking my chops. In a timeshare role, 26 tackles, 6 tackles for a loss, 3.5 sacks. Oh, baby, get that into a full-time role, please. He is NFL next-level talent about to be in full bloom. He's going to have a greenhorn across from him, but he's got a wealth of experience next to him up front in several D tackles. He will garner plenty of attention, but so will Abdul Carter. But that dude at number one off the edge, doing what he did last year in just a timeshare role. Give me deny Dennis Sutton every day and twice on Sunday as my top guy for Penn State in 2024. It's going to happen, Jimmy. You can't see it not happening. That's why he's my number one.
An interesting pick, Andy, and I am not sure I would have gone that route. I could definitely see him on the list. I'm not sure if I see him as number one on the list, Andy, but a good call. And you're right, though. There is he is a guy who could be such a huge factor on this team. And especially after losing two really good defensive ends, Abdul Carter, we know, is coming into that position. But what made the defense special last year is having two really very, very good and threatening defensive ends on the field at the same time. So that's important for deny Dennis Sutton to be that kind of player. Before I give you, I'm going to have two guys that I want to put on that I would have put on the list that you didn't have, Andy. Tell me, was there a guy that you were like, boy, he's number 13. He was the guy who just missed the list that I thought I wish I could have put on the list.
Huh. Do I have a 13th guy? If you put me in a corner and said, pick your 13th guy, it might be King at linebacker. He would probably be next for me for my reason. So I would probably go with him.
The fact that you didn't really just jump on that answer, like, boy, I had this guy and it was like a tiebreaker. I find it interesting. You obviously were very confident in your 12. Here are the two guys real quickly, because I want your comment on it. I thought Drew Shelton at left tackle, big shoes to fill, protecting the blind side. And I think Andy Kotelnicki has to be out there too.
Yeah. So the reason Andy didn't make the list for me is I think he does not have Penn State fans not agree with me. I think Tom's got more to work with and more to show. I think Andy's got less expectation and a higher ceiling. So I think he's got more of a sort of honeymoon type opportunity than Tom Allen does as the defensive coordinator. That's just my opinion. I think Andy's got more runway than Tom because Tom has more to work with per se than Andy does overall. I think Andy's got some gaps and holes to fill.
Well, I think that's kind of why I would go Kotelnicki more than Tom Allen. The defense, I think, will at least be good. It may not be great, but it's at least going to be good. I think there's a bigger variance on where this offense is going to end up. Andy, this was a fun show. I really liked your list.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, that is it. We are out of time. Thank you all for listening. Make sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Hi, I'm Andrew Blake, CEO of Blake's Hard Cider Company, located on our fourth-generation family farm here in Armada, Michigan. At Blake's, we value quality, consistency, and flavor above all else, and work hard every day to deliver our products to a store near you. Here at Blake's, we are all about the apple. The apples are grown, picked, pressed, and fermented right here. We aim to excite your taste buds and aspire to explore the flavors of the farm in every can. Enjoy a Blake's today with friends and family. Cheers.
Are you ready to elevate your game day experience? Then it's time for turnkey tailgating with Revel XP. You get to tailgate close to Beaver Stadium with our exclusive area next to the soccer field. Revel XP will provide the tent, the chairs, table, even the cooler and ice. We even partner with local food and beverage providers to cater your tailgate event. As someone has enjoyed tailgating with Revel XP, I know you're going to love it. Go to revelxp.com for more info. Having multiple sportsbook accounts is the simplest way to get the best available odds, and there's never been a better time to sign up. When you visit our page, signupexpert.com/KSN, you'll be connected to all the sportsbooks in your region. All of these sportsbooks have valuable sign-up offers for new users, and through our link, you'll automatically receive the top offer at each one. If you want to take advantage of these benefits, sign up for your next sportsbook at signupexpert.com/KSN or see the preferred sportsbook button on our app. This is Jim from the Keystone Sports Network. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all our loyal listeners. As we approach the football offseason, a reminder that we will be here year-round talking Penn State football with all your old favorites, Dustin, T-Frank, Andy, and Jeff, along with newcomers Landon and Sean. But that's not all. We plan on bringing you new shows on our podcast format where we take a more in-depth look at not only Penn State football, but also the other Penn State sports. So be sure to download our app, Keystone Sports.